It is my prayer today for all of you that upon hearing this sermon, you will sleep soundly. I don't want you to sleep here. I just want you to sleep soundly when you go home. For today's psalm that we sang is absolutely one of the most comforting psalms. I mean, many of them are very comforting, but this one here is especially comforting because we live in trying times. We live with those around us who think our beliefs in God Almighty are silly. We live in a time when people around us stand up and they tell us this, that they think our beliefs are silly. At least a long time ago, they would keep it to themselves. So how do you act? How do you respond when the world around you, the people you work with, perhaps your family, perhaps your neighborhood, thinks that what you've put your trust in is really not important? And David has words of comfort in his psalm for us today. For his psalm is indeed a psalm focused on how to approach the Lord and pray for these people. Because it's so easy, especially in the world we live in today, to simply put up our defenses, to maybe even insult these people, to call them crazy because they don't know the truth. But David gives us a perfect example of how to pray for these people that are in our lives. And he does so in Psalm 4. Psalm 4 starts out beautifully. For even though David is very, very distressed, and we have no idea what's going on in his life here, I'll tell you what I think, but it really is just a think. I think it's the time when his son had tried to take over the kingdom from him. And his son was able to get a lot of people behind him. He had all of Israel behind him saying, "This Absalom, he's going to be the new king." And David had to scurry away. I get this sense as I read this psalm. So David is very, very distressed as he prays to God. And he approaches God with this sense of reverence. First of all, it's a truth. It's an ascent. He knows that God is there and God will hear him. But listen to his words he used. And I'm using the New American Standard Translation. I like it in this case. David says to God, "Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer." Think of the reverence behind it. David, King David, doesn't say, "God, I'm king, so listen to what I got to say to you now." It's a very humble approach. It's a beautiful way to start a prayer. It's very similar, if you think about it, to the prayer that Jesus taught us. "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Father in heaven, your name is holy. David starts out very similarly. God of my righteousness. I am righteous not because of what I've done, not because I'm king, not because of who I was, what house I was born into. I'm righteous because of you. And then David acknowledges that those around him, and I think it was the vast majority of people, that those around him scoff at what he believes in. The psalm continues with David petitioning God, "O sons of men, how long will my honor become a reproach? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception?" David's honor, his only honor, is in God. He's put everything into that. Now, yes, I completely agree. David did not live the perfect life. We had to wait many, many more years later for Jesus Christ to do that. But there is no doubt that David was filled with the Holy Spirit. There's no doubt that David loved God. And he says, to God, these men around me, my men. How long will my honor, the things that I hold true to my heart, become a reproach? Have you not been in the same situation? The things you hold true, the things that you believe in, and people come up to you and say, how can you believe that? Or they take the Lord's name in vain and throw it around as if it's nothing holy, nothing reverent. David goes to the Lord and prays for these people in his psalm. And he cries out almost tearfully, asking this rhetorical question, how long will these men love what is worthless and aim at deception? Now, I've said this before, you cannot beat someone over the head into the kingdom of God. You can't force them.